I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity, privilege I have to come by the way you hear the broadcast today. It is a joy and privilege of mine to be able to share the Word of God with you. And hope and pray that the Word of God will find a lodging place in your heart today. I tell you, that's up to you today. It's up to you to open up your heart's door. I tell you, we got to listen. We got to hear. We got to open up our ear. We got to incline our ear unto what God is speaking to our heart about, saved and unsaved. I tell you, we got to be still enough to be able to hear His small, still voice. I tell you, the Lord speaks to His people by a small, still voice. He speaks to our hearts and our spirit. You see, and the Lord deals with us. And I tell you, we got to have an open mind, open heart, and be ready to hear what God wants to speak to us about. And I tell you, and He deals with sinners. Thank God, He loves sinners. I tell you, He hates the sin, but He loves sinners. And He's calling sinners to repentance. He's calling them to come in, to be born again, to be saved, to have their sins forgiven. No matter what they've done and who they've done it to, as long as they had blasphemed the Holy Ghost and blasphemed against the Spirit of God, I tell you, there's forgiveness. And the Lord is calling men, women, and boys and girls everywhere to come and repent. Repentance means to confess your sin, be willing to forsake it. And when you really pour out your broken heart and contrite spirit and confess your sin to God, and you really mean it, your heart's doing the praying, your heart's broke, you're sorrowful, you're sincere, you're being real with God. And if you really pray with all your heart, He'll hear you, you see. It's got to be your whole being, your whole heart. And God knows if you're giving your whole heart or not. God knows how you pray. God knows everything. Nothing's hidden. So if you come to Him like that, He will have mercy. And He'll forgive you of your sin and wipe it away. I tell you, as the east is from the west, He'll take it away from His remembrance and never be brought back to again, you see, because He forgave you. Now, Satan will come and bring up the past. He's good about that. He's good about bringing the past up to discourage us, to try to defeat us, and anything he can do just cause us to kind of let up or to quit and different things. And there's people that even that we love. I tell you, people in your own family sometimes will bring up your past and point the finger. I tell you, but if God's forgave you, then it's forgiven. And I tell you, you just got to just be that new person in Christ and let them see Christ in you. And after a while, all that will pass and go on. But I tell you, man will do it. Satan will bring it up, but God don't, because God forgives us. And God's a merciful, long-suffering God. And He's a just God. He does exactly what He says. And I'm thankful I serve a true risen God today. He's not a dead God. He's a God that's alive, and I serve Him. And I've proven Him to be true. I tell you, just my walk with Him and all that I've seen Him do in my life and others' lives, I know He's true. And I tell you, I know that, and I believed it from the start. That's how I got saved. I believed that He was God. I believed He was able to save me. I believed He was over the devil and He could put the devil in his place. I tell you, I didn't understand a whole lot, but one thing I understood, that if I called on the Lord Jesus Christ and asked Him to have mercy and forgive me my sins, that I'd get saved and the Lord would put something in me that I know I'm saved. The Spirit of God came in. I knew that. And as I began to study and begin to hear the Word of God preached, I understood more of what I had in Christ, the benefits that I had in the Lord and the walk and this salvation that He's given me. And I'm still finding out all these different and precious nuggets and these benefits that are spoken of in the Word of God. As I study it, I realize it. I tell you, just being rich in the graces of God, what a wonderful thing that is. And I tell you, it's good to be saved. It's better than good. I can't put it into words. I can't get on this radio today and speak God's word and really put it into words how good it is, how wonderful it is to be born again, to be saved, and have God as your Savior. I tell you, it's like Paul said. He says it's a joy unspeakable and a life full of glory. And I tell you, we just can't put it into words, but I tell you, we try to put it into words. And knowing that, if we live it, I tell you, we don't have to talk it. If we walk it, people are going to see it. They're going to see the change. They're going to see the difference that's taking place in our life. We that are saved, when God gets a hold of our hearts and God deals with us and saves us and does an operation of faith and labor of love in our life, He takes a spiritual knife, cuts out that little heart of stone, puts a heart of flesh in us, and puts the Spirit of His, the living God in us, the Holy Spirit, And I tell you, we are new and we're sealed by that Holy Spirit. The devil can't break the seal. We've been baptized into the body of Christ. We belong to God. I say, we've been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. He bought us, you see. And when I trust him as my Savior, I'm his. And the devil can't undo me. Much as he'd like to, he can't. Much as he'd like to take my soul to hell, he can't. I tell you, because I belong to God. I belong to the Lord. And I tell you, the devil cannot get me because I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption. Until I get out of this old body, until I get the redemption of this body, I tell you, he can't. I tell you, my redemption of my soul's already been taking place. He's already forgave me. I've already been redeemed by his precious blood. And I'll stay that way. And when he calls my name up in the heaven, when the rapture and the catching away, the taking away happens, in a moment, twinkle of an eye, so shall we ever be with the Lord. This old earthly house is going to be dissolved. It's going to fall. But yet I'm going to have a new body, not made with hands, eternal into heavens. And I tell you, I'm going to be sealed up to that day. And I don't have to worry about it after that. I'm going to be in the presence of God 100% each and every day, all the time. There'll be no time anymore, you see, because it's all over. I tell you, but while I'm here, I tell you, I got to walk and walk in newness of life like God wants me to, because he called me, gave me newness of life. But I'm to glorify him, and I'm to live for him, and to show the world who Christ is and how he's mighty to save. You know, just like the man called Legion, he was a man that was tormented day and night by the demons of hell. You see, the devil himself was cast out of heaven, and the angels, his angels that went with him, they were cast out. And I tell you, they're here today, and they're on this earth, and they're going forth. And I tell you, they're doing all they can to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. Now, I tell you, they've got people, got people's minds, and there's people that's been turned over to a reprobate mind. They'll never get saved. I tell you, they went too far. I tell you, there's no more grace for them because they rejected him. And I tell you, you can reject God and continue to reject God. And I tell you, you can send away your day of grace. And you can also blaspheme the Holy Spirit of God, and you'll never have forgiveness in this world or the world to come. And like I said many a times, just because you might have said some bad things about the Lord, and I tell you, I'm saddened that you did. I tell you, but there's forgiveness for it. I tell you, you can cuss and say different things. But if you make joke and mockery out of the Holy Spirit of God, when he's using someone and God's doing a work, I tell you, then you can blaspheme the Holy Ghost and you'll die in sin, never get saved, you see. Just like it was when Jesus did the miracles, and they was some of the Pharisees that came, and they come forth and they begin to say that he casted out demons or cast out devils by the prince of the devil. They called him the prince of the devil. But when they saw the work, how a man was overwhelmed and tormented by demons, by the devil himself, and the Lord rebuked the nose out of him, and the Bible said they called him a prince of the devil. God have mercy. And Jesus had to tell them a kingdom that is separated from each other. He said it won't stand, you see. He said, it's not sweet and bitter, you see. And that's what he was trying to tell them. You see, he's of God. And God, he can deliver them from the devil. You see, if he was the prince of devils, he wouldn't be casting out devils out of somebody. Then I tell you, the work wouldn't stand, you see. And that's what he was telling them. But these were those that were reprobate and that were turned over. And I see today there's people like that today. But I believe the Lord's dealing with you today. And I know he'll save you no matter what you've done. He'll forgive you. I tell you, you need to cry and pray and be sure. I tell you, don't go around. The devil will tell you sometime, well, you done went too far. Ain't just you praying. Look at you. Look what you've done. But let me tell you, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. There's only one he mentioned that he won't forgive. And I tell you, you need to come to him and pray and pray and seek his face and don't let up and don't back up till you know for sure. I tell you, God will save you. He'll deal with you and he'll make you new, you see. But the devil just wants you to let up. He don't want you to seek God with all your heart. And I tell you, but the devil is cast out. And I tell you, he is loose on the earth, just like he went and beguiled the woman. He went and beguiled Eve, you see. The Bible tells us that in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. He talked about that.
Now that he, the Bible said verse 3, but I fear lest in any means, let me go and read the first verse. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused to you one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. He wrote, was writing unto the church of Corinth here, and he said, I'm very jealous over you with a godly jealousy. I've espoused to you one husband. I presented to you the Lord Jesus. I present you as a chaste virgin in Christ. And he said, that's the way you ought to live. You ought to live unto Christ. And he said, not unto the things of the world. And Satan come, he'll beguile you. He'll lie to you. I tell you, his demons, his angels will come. And he talked about these things. He said here, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. The devil will corrupt the mind. You see, you can be saved and the devil can work on your mind. And I tell you, he can tell you a lot of things. He can tell you this is not wrong, that's not wrong. If you get away from the Word of God, you got to get into the Word of God. You got to see it. You got to study it. You got to listen. As the Spirit of God is speaking through a person, you got to listen to them. You got to really search the Scripture. Search your heart and be sure, because the devil's a liar and he's the father of it. And he lied to her. God already told her she's not to eat of that tree. He already told Adam, this is a tree of good and evil. You're not to eat of it. And once you eat it, you'll die. He said, you'll die and you'll live forever in that state. If you eat of the tree of life, you'll die forever and live in that state. But see, God took away the tree of life. They couldn't eat of that, but they did eat of the tree of good and evil. And the Bible said they realized they were naked. They realized they have sinned and they was exposed before God. Their sin will tell on you, my friend. Your sin will tell on you. I can see some, and I know and know that they've gotten into things, and I can see their countenance. I can see the guilt in their faces. I can see how they begin to go down, because the sin will separate. Sin does this, my friend, and sin will destroy you. And that's what the devil does. He's out to destroy you and lie to you and cause you to run after the things of the world and sinful things. We that are saved, we've been bought with a price, and we can't lose our souls, but we can sure shame the Lord Jesus. We ought not to do that. We shouldn't. He already bore enough shame at Calvary when he bore our sins on body on the tree, that he might justify us that we're under the law and redeem us that we're under the law. We were under a punishment of our sin, eternal hell, eternal fire, you see. But Christ died for us and tasted death, hell, and the grave for us, that we wouldn't have to die in sin and go to hell. So the devil come, and he come and beguiled her. And Adam knew of it, what God has said, so he ate of it too after she did eat. He didn't want to, I know he didn't want to die and didn't want her to die either. And I tell you, he took of it himself. But the Bible said, if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which we have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. He said, we've been made manifest. We've been real before you. He said, I have committed an offense and abasing myself that you might be exalted, because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely. He said, I preached unto you freely. He said, the church of Macedonia met my needs, he said. But he went on to talk about false apostles down in verse 13. And they're out there. And my friend, they're out to get your soul. The devil is out to get your soul. But my time's so quickly come and gone today. Get by yourself somewhere. Pour out your heart. And I tell you, if you'll pray with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, be willing to give it all up, God will have mercy and save your soul from eternal fire. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. And amen.